It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking ball ripped deep to left field. Larnick turns around, looks up, it's gone! Into the third row of bleachers. Bobby Witt Jr. continues his tear. It's a first inning homer. And two batters into the game. The Royals lead the Twins 1-0.
And you thought it was going to be a laugher.
And that's it.
I sent you all the game over text when it was 2-0, baby.
And then I said, good night, Bob. And that was at, 7 o'clock? And then I said... Nice text. He said, well, I didn't say a team.
Yeah, I didn't tell you who the game was over for.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Called it early for the Twins, I guess, last night.
Not wrong.
Yeah. But I just want to go back to something you said real quick about Brady Singer. You mentioned how, you know, he lost his mind basically after he got the two outs and, you know, gave up the walk and couldn't figure it back out. If you're going to be a Major League Baseball pitcher, you got to figure that out, man. You can't let that affect the rest of the inning. You got two outs. Go get the final guy out and get out of the inning.
Did you see the mannerisms?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not effective. That's not an effective way to be a professional athlete. You got to compartmentalize that. So you walk the guy. Big deal. The next guy's up. You still got plenty of opportunity to get these folks out, and he wasn't able to recover from that, and that's very concerning to me.
Because in that, I mean... There was a pivotal swing on both sides because the Royals had the momentum. They were going well. It was 2-0. It's on the road. It's early. And then it was 6-2, and Pablo just settled in. It was like, all right, shoot.
And Pablo did settle in big time, which prompted a text yesterday to the Vern postgame show. This is probably my favorite text of the year from Vern's postgame show. This is a good one, okay? This comes from the 9-1-3.
All the way to game 120.
Well, text of the year. When they lose, the texter... Always better, right? They're always better texts than when they win.
You like a burning house than a one with a white picket fence.
Of course, everybody does, right? Like you like to walk by and look at the carnage, right?
Look at that high fire.
You come in after a win and everybody says they're winning the World Series. You come in after a loss and the text line is basically saying contract the team and move them to Nashville, right? It's really like doom and gloom. But this one really got me today. It's from the 913. Pablo, who was the pitcher last night for the Minnesota Twins, Pablo saying they made me work makes me so happy as a Royals fan to hear. Those type of at-bats will grind us to a blue October. Sloan. What?
Sloan, like from Entourage?
I was hoping Sloan from maybe Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but Sloan from Entourage is another good Sloan. Have you ever met an ugly Sloan, right? No, right? No. Bueller? Anybody? So I look at that and I'm like, God, I want to be in that world. The Royals just got their teeth kicked in. They lost 8-3 to a team ahead of them in the standings. Brady Singer was a disaster on the mound last night. And this person's feeling good because Pablo said those guys made him work last night and had put good at-bats against him. I'm like, you're after an 8-3 loss in a very meaningful game, that's making you feel good. I want to be in that world. I really do. Right. That's a good world in which to live.
And I want to bring up a question, but first I want to remind you what Vern said yesterday if you're thinking doom and gloom after Minnesota's loss.
Okay. I'm solely focused on the division. Because to me, this whole the past month has been strange. Some of the sentiment I'm hearing from Royals fans, come on. Yeah, you beat up on the White Sox and the Tigers, but do you know your record against everyone else? Who cares? You're in the American League Central. You know, it's not the Royals' fault that the Yankees and the Astros don't have 13 cracks at the White Sox. The Cleveland Guardians, they have 13 chances, and they're 5-5 against Chicago so far. The Royals have dominated Chicago. They've won the season series from Detroit. They've taken 4 of 6 from Cleveland, and they have a chance to even up the season series with Minnesota beginning tonight. We praise, understandably, Andy Reid for his domination of the AFC West, consistently winning that division. That is the goal. That's how you guarantee some home games at Kauffman Stadium. It's a joke to me how often I'm hearing people go, all right, a third wild card. The Royals hanging on to the third wild card by a game. And the third wild card is nothing.
You don't get a home game, right?
And Bob, 40-plus games, and we're talking about the final spot in the American League playoffs, man, that can be gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Cleveland is with it. Shoot, the best record in the American League isn't that far out of reach. So I'm not going – if we don't talk about the wild card on the other side of the parking lot, I'm not doing it here.
So that brings up the question that I have for you in the text line and for you two in the studio today, 913-586-7610. Out of the three sort of fans that I can get the kind of the grip on, mm-hmm. are you at this point in the season, it's over, they can't beat the good teams, they only beat the bad teams, whatever, get me to Luis Rees-Sammet on Saturday afternoon and see him do a kick return. That's fan number one. Fan number two, the question I bring up is, there's still hope. There's 42 games left. Bob, Dusty, Mac, pump the brakes. We got time. There's two more against Minnesota. We can still win the series. You guys are overreacting. Or are you this fan? That is, you know what? I don't care what happens. We're playing competitive baseball. It's August 13th. We didn't see this coming. It's going to go right into football season, and we can all just relax because we had a winning season after only winning 56 games last year.
Yeah, that's where I am. And that's where I am right now. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, I will think the season didn't end the right way, right? I still think it needs to end in the postseason. But I'm also still enjoying this ride because nobody thought we'd be in this position to be talking, you know, Royals baseball on August 13th. Like, nobody thought we would be here. I thought they'd be better. And we've said that. We've gone over that for months now. But in a playoff race, no, I didn't think we'd be here. I'm enjoying this right now. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have the best player in baseball. It's nice to have a competitive team. It's nice to know that when you go into a game every single night, you feel good about your team winning, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going into those games feeling good about your team winning just about every night, right?
We will tonight.
Right. I think that's the case, right? Mm-hmm. When was the last time we were really able to do that? Yeah. 2015. So this has been fun. This has been great.
Watching last year.
No, I didn't watch games last year.
You were
at all.
Watching yeah. Wheel of Fortune at 6:30.
I was watching anything but Royals baseball last year, and I think that's where most of us were, and that's fine. They lost 106 games. You move on and you do other things. It doesn't make you any less of a fan or any more of a fan because you were watching last year. You were wasting your time. Mm. But this year they're giving you an opportunity to watch. They're giving you a reason to watch, and they're giving you that belief that they can win every night. And so I'm just enjoying the ride. Sometimes we do forget to enjoy the ride. And I've cautioned people that for a very long time, basically back to the Royals in 14 and 15, enjoy this time. Don't start thinking about what could have been or what they didn't do or how it's not going. And especially during the Chiefs thing, I hope everybody's enjoying the Chiefs ride and not worried about who the third running back is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. Enjoy this ride and enjoy what's going on because like a blink of an eye, it's gone, right? So I'm enjoying this ride, man. I think it's been a lot of fun. We've seen this team emerge. We know what they need in the offseason, and I hope JJ operates just like we see Brett Veach operate in the offseason, where you know that part of your team stinks, you go out there and you upgrade that part of your team, and I would expect basically an entire bullpen overhaul this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to get greedy, right? I mean, 6 months ago, we would have been begging for this, and now here we are, and we just want more. You know, 6 years ago, we would have been begging to be in the playoffs, to be relevant in football, and now here we are, three Super Bowls later, on track for maybe a three-peat. And yeah, who's the third running back, though? You know, do we really have enough wide receiver? It's just easy to get greedy.
I totally forgot about Clyde Edwards-Helaire the other day, good. Right? I'm like, it's a good player. I totally forgot about him, right?
It's easy to get greedy. So I'm excited, man. This is good.
I don't want to hear about Hunter Renfrow, the football player. I want to hear about Hunter Renfrow, the baseball player. I like Kyle Isbell. What is he, like 9 for his last 11?
Guys ranking. Look, that opposite field double that he had yesterday was beautiful, mm-hmm. too. I love opposite field hits. They call them Oppo Knocks.
Or Oppo Tacos.
They could do that as well.
Which it is Taco Tuesday.
It's the only day you can eat tacos, too. If you get them on Wednesday, you get arrested.
Ooh, not good. Like a challenge, though. Nah. Put me in a taco and handcuffs and call that a Wednesday, baby. But I am the fan that says it ain't over. I'm on the edge of my seat every night, boys.
Absolutely, you are.
We're winning this damn division. I don't care what anybody says. The ship is still sailing. It has not sank. I'm still driving. You can still be on the deck. It ain't over, man. I'm not here to just be like, oh, it's been fun. And I'm not making fun of you guys. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I still see what is ahead of us. I see 42 games. I see Lugo and Reagan's going against Minnesota tonight. I see a victory. I see a Salvador Perez home run. And I see 7 strong innings from Lugo, and I see us having a different sort of conversation.
Who's going to be the pitcher, though, that steps it up and becomes that third guy down the stretch against the good teams? Because it's not Brady Singer. Is it going to be Waka? Is it going to be Lorenzen?
I think we're going to see the veteran leadership in Waka, where I don't think it's going to be like blow you away, like, oh, he went 7
innings. But you got to just be steady.
But he's going to hold. And then we're going to see Marsh come back and we're going to see a different sort of a version of him. But look, I'm a glass half full guy.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.